Now, in Hartford, Connecticut, highly performing schools get rewarded, while lesser performing schools get closed. But Hartford is also a district where parents get to choose their child's school. And the theory goes parents will naturally choose good schools over bad ones. But as Jeff Cohen from member station WNPR reports, they often don't.
It's dismissal time outside Moreland School. Kids are throwing snowballs and eating cupcakes. Buses line up and move out. And Alfonso Castillo is walking to pick up his third grade girl. He was disappointed to hear that the school would probably close.
I have never had a problem with this school, and I'd be really disappointed they close it. I don't think this should be the one of the schools that should be closing.
My name is Maisha Simpson. I'm PTO president at Moreland, and I have four kids here.
Late last year, Simpson, Castillo, and other parents learned that Moreland was going to be redesigned. That means that the building will stay the same, but everything else will change. All of Moreland's teachers and administrators will be fired and will have to reapply for their jobs. Its old curriculum will be tossed, and a new school will open. It will be called the Expeditionary Learning Academy at Moreland School. The reason? The school's test scores were too low. But Simpson says that what she wants is for the district to improve Moreland, not reorganize it.
If they could just help out with the school that they're in their neighborhood, wouldn't that be better?
What makes this school good for you? Is it
the teachers and the way that they teach.
Even if the numbers aren't good?
Even if the numbers aren't great, they're learning, they're improving.
Hartford is a poor city in a wealthy state, and its students have historically lagged far behind their suburban peers. It's also a city 5 years into a major school reform effort that allows parents to choose which city school their child attends. The reform has led to closing nearly two dozen underperforming city schools. Christina Kishimoto is the city's assistant superintendent for secondary schools. She says Moreland has been underperforming for years by federal standards.
We had already given them a year leeway because they had made progress. So we wanted to see if they could sustain that progress. The progress wasn't sustained.
Tell that to PTO President Maisha Simpson. She points out that some of Moreland's numbers were just barely off the mark, and she doesn't want her children to go anywhere else.
I love the school because I love the teachers. I love the way they teach. I love the way they solve their problems. I love the way they handle things.
Sarah Yatsko knows this sentiment well. She's a researcher from the Center on Reinventing Public Education at the University of Washington and has studied Hartford school reform. At a presentation to the Board of Education earlier this year, Yatsko said that Hartford parents don't always choose the schools the district wants them to.
We saw some schools that were low performing, yet very, very high parent satisfaction rates. That's something that the district should pay attention to and question and wonder about, because if this model really is to work, you want parents to choose the schools that are the high-performing schools.
Yatsko says that Hartford is far from unique. Parents across the country are slow to choose high-performing schools over popular schools that don't make the grade. She says the job for districts like Hartford is to get more information out to parents, because the theory goes, good information makes for better school choices. And that's what people in Hartford are trying to do. The district has just hired an advertising consultant to woo city parents.
Do you want to be in medicine?
And a group of education advocates has built a website to help inform parents about their schools, giving them information from test scores to location to the school's racial makeup.
I choose.
I choose.
I choose.
We choose the Hartford Public Schools!
But as she walks her kids home, Maisha Simpson says that more information from the district might change the choices that some parents make, but it won't change hers.
This is where we live. We're going to be here for the rest of our lives.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff Cohen in Hartford.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.